Wisconsin's homeless population has been increasing in recent years to more than 5,000 people. That's according to point-in-time surveys made twice a year by volunteers around the state.
Being homeless in the Wisconsin winter can be deadly for anyone without shelter. To raise money and awareness about the perils facing homeless people, some community groups will host Coldest Night of the Year events around the state on Saturday, February 28th.
We'll learn more about those events in two communities in just a bit. But first, we focus on the needs in New Richmond and the services that are available. Amy Clay is a spokesperson for the Salvation Army's Grace Place Shelter in New Richmond for homeless individuals and families in western Wisconsin. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Homeless people might not be as visible in a smaller community like New Richmond, but they exist. Where are they living?
Exactly. A lot of times people drive around towns like ours in rural Wisconsin and they'll say, well, I don't see tent communities. I don't see people laying on benches. And so they won't think that there is a homeless problem, but I promise you there is. 52% of homelessness is in rural Wisconsin. And that's up north. They're staying in tents out in people's property where they are away from the population. They are couch surfing many times if they have friends or people that are willing to help them out, under overpasses, anywhere that they can find that keeps them from the elements. But I can tell you that there are a lot of people out there looking for housing.
What services does Grace Place offer in helping to combat homelessness?
So Grace Place is a shelter. It's a 62-bed facility, and we offer men, women, children, families to come here, and you can stay. It's not a day center. It's not where you only come to sleep at night. It's around the clock. But the thing that's most impactful here at Grace Place is that we're going to help you find housing. We're going to help you find a job. You're going to be part of the community here at Grace Place by helping to cook meals. Everyone has a role and responsibility here, and that really helps people feel like they're part of something. And so that's really important for us.
It sounds like it's more of a family atmosphere, and you're trying to look at all of the issues in a person's life.
Absolutely. Homelessness is not just one prong issue. There's usually some underlying issues such as trauma, mental health, addiction. You know, those are the things that we all look at. But instead of grouping homeless people into just one area, we really connect with them every single week. And we do intake when they first come in. And then we'll connect with them weekly and we'll discuss their progress. We'll get them help. NA and AA also come here and meet. So there are meetings weekly. We also have a VA spokesperson that comes in and meets with our veterans. So we really give them a lot of tools while they're here to help them.
How can people help local residents experiencing homelessness in their communities? What can we do to help?
I get this question every single day, and it really is important when you see people say they need coats for their shelters, they need clothing, things of that nature. It is true. We do need those things. But more than all, and I know that it's going to sound greedy, but it's not. We really need operating costs. Right now, we're in a place where to run the shelter and to run a full shelter, it is about $1.5 million for us. And like many other shelters around, operating costs is something that we really, really need help with because the cost of everything is going up, utilities, etc. So donating just in a monetary cost is really important for us. But if you have monetary restrictions and you're not able to help, coming into the shelter as a volunteer is amazing. We don't have anyone that works here that does maintenance. We do everything on our own. We don't have a cook. So we really rely on volunteers to come in and bring meals and to help us in the linen room and to help us in other areas. So really that volunteerism is also huge.
Amy, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
That is Amy Clay with the Salvation Army's Grace Place Shelter in New Richmond in northwestern Wisconsin. Now let's bring in Mallory Sova, Community Engagement Coordinator for Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. It's a shelter in Baraboo. And Andy Johnson, Executive Director of River Valley Charities, a regional nonprofit in the St. Croix River Valley. Welcome to you both.
Hi, welcome. Or hi.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Andy, let's start with you. How did this annual event, Coldest Night of the Year, develop?
developed about three years ago now. This is our third year doing the event. A few other nonprofits here in the St. Croix Valley had heard about the event. It was kind of growing here in the U.S., and they are very small nonprofits, so they didn't necessarily have the capability to run another event. So because River Valley Charities is known for our fundraising, and we are kind of a backbone organization, they looked to us to say, could you help coordinate the bones of the event, and we'll help do the fundraising. And that's how it was born. The beauty of it is it's a pretty light lift for organizations. As far as logistics go, it's run by Blue Sea Philanthropy and really offers us a turnkey fundraising solution for our nonprofit partners. So we just really have to make it local, bring the people out to support the event, and it's fairly easy to become part of this national movement. And 3 years later, we've raised over $112,000 in just 2 years, and we're excited to hopefully hit our $60,000 goal for 2026.
Oh, excellent. Mallory, walk us through what this event looks like in Baraboo.
Certainly. So we joined together at our Civic Center, and obviously it's about raising funds, but it's not just about raising funds. It's really about raising awareness. So homelessness exists right here in our community, and it may not look like it does in larger cities. And so we really just want to break the stigma and remind people that homelessness truly can happen to anyone. Job loss, medical emergency, divorce, an unexpected crisis can really change everything. So while you may not be able to see it when you're driving to work, it really is happening. So this event also really brings our community together in just a really powerful way to walk in solidarity and basically say that you're not alone and there are people that want to help.
Andy, how does the money that's raised get used?
Yeah, so our event is a little unique in that we have a few nonprofits working together. So all of the proceeds from the event are split evenly four ways amongst River Valley Charities, Grace Place, Salvation Army Shelter, our Neighbor's Place, and then the farm at YMCA Camp St. Croix. And each of those organizations use it to fund their programming to help the hurt, hungry, and homeless throughout the St. Croix Valley.
Mallory, what about in Baraboo? How is the funding spent?
So I could, you know, say that the funds raised are what keep our doors open, such as the heat on, the lights on, food on the table, but it truly goes far beyond that. So Pathway Home is a 90-day structured program with intensive case management. So we provide individualized support plans, transportations to job interviews, medical appointments, budgeting guidance, housing navigation, and just really different connections throughout our community resources. So we're not just offering a warm place to sleep, we're working to address the root cause of homelessness and then really help families and individuals transition into permanent stable housing. So really every dollar raised directly supports those services as well as the day-to-day necessities.
Andy, do you think that this fundraising walk helps people who are not affected by homelessness get a better sense of what it feels like to be out in the cold?
Absolutely. I think, yeah, we can talk about fundraising a lot. That's super important, but it also raises a ton of awareness. I think you'll hear a lot in rural areas like we are here in Wisconsin. You don't necessarily see the homeless that you might if you went to one of the larger cities. You might not see that there's hungry kids in the school. You might not know that your own neighbor next door is struggling to make ends meet right now. And unfortunately, that's getting worse. So what Coldest Night of the Year also offers is just a chance to raise awareness and to stand in solidarity with those neighbors. Even though you might not know them, they are here. And one thing I love about the event, you know, we run a golf tournament. We have a car show. We have some other fundraisers. But Coldest Night of the Year is meant just to be a simple walk, a chance to reflect, to be grateful what you have for what you have, and then to also help those that don't have those things. So we strategically have it as a walk in the winter throughout, you know, as other cities throughout the nation. And then we end it with a nice simple soup dinner. It's kind of meant to reflect what a soup kitchen might offer. Again, just very bare bones, very purposefully simple, so that folks kind of have a little bit of that opportunity to think about the families that they're helping if they choose to fundraise through this event.
Well, Andy and Mallory, thank you so much for joining us and bringing us closer to this event.
Thank you so much for having us and giving us a chance to speak out about what we're doing.
Yeah, thank you so much. And it's very easy for folks to get involved if they wanted to visit CNOY.com. They can look at all the different locations throughout Wisconsin or throughout the U.S. that are participating in this event. Very easy to get involved. You can donate, walk, volunteer, whatever fits you best. And we love your support and we appreciate you helping broadcast this.
That is Mallory Sova, Community Engagement Coordinator for Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin, a shelter in Baraboo, and Andy Johnson, Executive Director of River Valley Charities, a nonprofit in the St. Croix River Valley. Earlier, we heard from Amy Clay from the Salvation Army's Grace Place Shelter in New Richmond.